Hello, my name is Holston Dennard, and this is Highlights with Holston. We have a special guest on my podcast today. It's someone who's known me my whole life. This is my mom, Bethany Dennard, and we're going to start off with a couple easy questions. So first, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your day?
It was a pretty busy day getting ready for the holiday season. Did some online shopping.
How has your year been?
I would say it has been a very busy year. Your sister went to college and you're starting your sophomore year and learning to drive. So it's been busy for y'all and scary for your mom.
Yeah. Do you want to take a second to remind our listeners how thankful we are for y'all joining in on our podcast journey? And we just wanted to take a moment to tell y'all that you should call or visit a loved one, and maybe you'll learn something new about their past, like what we're doing today. So, first question we have for you is, what was your favorite family vacation or trip, and what made it special?
Well, growing up, I didn't get to go on very many family vacations, but we did usually get to go to Galveston once a year, and my parents thought that the beach was nice, but the Gulf was pretty gross and dirty. So they would always get us a hotel and we would swim in the pool instead of in the Gulf waters. But we always got to eat at Guido's, which was on the seawall, and we got to have shrimp, and I at least got to go on the beach, and I just loved picking up and collecting seashells. So that was special.
Okay. Can you describe a typical family gathering when you were younger?
A typical family gathering would always be my mom and dad, and then just me because I'm an only child, my grandfather, and usually my aunt or maybe some great aunts, and there'd be lots of cooking involved with lots of different kind of food, and if it wasn't at home and eating at home, then we would go to a fancy restaurant.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Always.
What was the most significant change you experienced in your lifetime?
Probably the biggest change would be just getting married and starting a family, because the focus wasn't just on me anymore, and it was on, you know, everybody.
Right, because you were an only child.
Yes, so that was really a big deal.
Who were your role models growing up? And why did you look up to them?
I would say one of my biggest role models was my grandfather, because I felt like he knew absolutely everything. He could garden, he could build things. Since he was in the Navy, he had learned all kinds of skills like tying knots, and he could build and take apart a bike. So I just felt like he knew everything, and he knew all the different trees, and, you know, he was just like a walking encyclopedia of knowledge, and I just wouldn't suck up everything he told me.
Got you. What are some lessons you learned from your parents or grandparents?
I would say always be as truthful as possible. Give everything your very best effort the first time, and, you know, when making decisions, consider all your options.
Yeah, some good lessons. What was your favorite pastime or hobby as a child?
I would say I got this book from the bookstore that was on every type of bug in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it was all illustrations. It wasn't pictures. And I would take that book with me everywhere because it was small. And I was always trying to figure out what any bug was and find it in the book. And so I started kind of collecting them and then would release them. And I took that book everywhere until it basically fell apart.
Wow. How did you celebrate holidays as a child?
Always with family, usually as much family as possibly could come. And then always with food and lots of decorations. And, you know, for his birthdays or, you know, certain holidays, of course, we had, you know, presents and candy. And we'd always get in fancy clothes and go to church.
That's kind of what we do now, a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you share a story about a difficult decision you had to make?
A difficult decision I had to make was I had this collection of rocks, and I had been working on it for months. And some other kids on my street knew I had made it, and I kept it pretty much on our porch, which was on the side of our house. And my friends came over, and I heard them, and I looked out the window, and they were stealing my collection.
Really?
And so I banged on the window, and it startled them, and they looked at me, and they kind of ran off. And then a little while later, I heard them again. They came back and started to take my collection again. And I made the difficult choice just to ignore it, and I let them steal my collection because I just knew that it didn't matter if they were going, if they knew what they were doing was wrong and they had run away before, I knew it wasn't going to make a difference. So I made the decision just to let them have my collection.
Did you ever get it back?
No. What's this? It made me very sad. But
yeah. What was your experience with love and relationships in your youth?
The first boy I ever liked, I was really little, so he lived down the street. And we'd ride bikes together and hang out. He was more like a best friend. And I remember in school, he sat right next to me. And we would get in trouble for talking by the teacher. So the teacher separated us in school. And so we never really talked again after that because he was embarrassed.
That's funny. How did you cope with loss or grief in your life?
Always lean on my family, pray about it, just kind of spend some time alone to process what had happened, and then try to find someone that had either experienced something similar or read something about someone else's experience that had gone through something similar.
Okay. What accomplishments are you most proud of, both personally or professionally?
Personally, is definitely family. Just professionally, I would say I got a degree in advertising. Did advertising, worked in HR, and then just kept learning about different things I enjoyed. So I got into interior design and construction.
Right.
And so I think just you know, all of those things I'm pretty happy I got to do.
How did you manage work-life balance while when you were raising a family?
I was super fortunate because most of the time when I did do some type of work, it was when y'all were at school. And so you there wasn't too much to balance. You know, when you got off school, I would basically be able to stop and spend time with y'all.
Okay. What advice would you give about maintaining friendships over the years? Okay, let's move on to the next one. Can you tell me about a time when you took a risk and what the outcome was?
I think that's a hard question because, you know, everybody has a different sort of take on what a risk is. I always try to look at every situation just kind of weigh out the options, and I always pray about any decision that's really big. So I don't think I truly take on anything that's risky.
Okay, back to our last question. What is the best advice about maintaining friendships?
I would say you just want to stay in touch. You want to be on a personal level, celebrate small things and cry over things that don't go well together. Mm-hmm. Celebrate good times and hug out the bad ones.
Okay. That's good advice. Can you tell me about what traditions do you hope will continue in our family?
Decorating for all the holidays. I'm huge for any holiday. There's got to be some decorations.
Big decorator.
And just having family over.
Yeah, we don't really have family.
And eat.
Yeah, we don't really have family over a lot right now, but I think we will soon. Should be really good. How did you adapt to changes in society during your lifetime?
The biggest change I'd see in society that I've had to get used to is just the social media and just how now we share everything instantly rather than, you know, take a picture of it and kind of look at it later. Like, everything is, you know, live in real time when it's happening, and you just kind of share everything as it's going on.
Yeah. I haven't really experienced too much of that yet.
Yeah.
Probably will. What are your thoughts on the importance of education?
Education is important, but it's really the whole process of learning. Like, you just never want to stop learning. You know, consistently learning new skills and new information your whole life long.
Right, yeah. I feel like some of the things I've learned will help me long term.
And just keep learning.
Yeah. Can you share a funny or embarrassing moment from your past?
When I was visiting one of my friends as a kid, she had a above ground swimming pool.
Okay.
And the pool had a cover on it. And next to the pool was a fruit tree. And we got a great idea to pick off a piece of fruit and throw it to each other on either side of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of us didn't throw the fruit far enough, and it rolled into the center of the pool on the pool cover. And we knew that would be bad, that we were going to get in trouble because we weren't really supposed to be picking the fruit anyway. So we got a great idea to get another piece of fruit to try to knock out the first piece that was in the center of the pool cover. And so, long story short, that didn't work, and we kept picking more fruit, and soon we had a whole collection of fruit in the middle of the pool cover. And her dad got home and was beyond upset. And we were all super embarrassed, and I had to go home.
Really? They sent you home?
They sent me home.
Oh.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite books or movies growing up?
Loved Annie, loved Judy Blume books, loved the Fudge series. I always thought it was so funny that Peter had a dog named Turtle. His little brother Fudge ate his turtle. So, love Star Wars, Indiana Jones, kind of adventure films.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How do you want to be remembered by your family?
I would want to be remembered as funny.
Definitely.
And loving, creative.
Definitely, yeah.
Having ingenuity, loving to learn.
Definitely loving to learn.
And God-fearing.
Yes. What was your family like growing up?
My family was kind of small because I was an only child. So it just meant that we kind of just did everything together all the time. And I probably had more time with my parents because obviously I was the only child.
Yeah. So. What traditions did you have as a family that you'd like us to remember?
I think just kind of we talked about, you know, just getting together on birthdays and holidays and, you know, even every night just eating together as a family.
Right, yeah.
At the table, kind of just sharing about our day, mm-hmm. praying together, going to church together.
Yeah. What major historical events do you remember experiencing and how did they affect your life?
When the Challenger exploded when I was a kid, I was at school and we were watching the whole launch of that rocket on TV, and it really affected me because one of the passengers on it was a teacher, and they had made kind of a big deal about a, you know, kind of a contest on kind of seeing like what teacher would get to be on the shuttle. And so everyone was super excited to see sort of a non-astronaut go up into space.
Right.
And when it exploded and it didn't happen, like it was just shocking.
Right. No one was expecting
it. Not very unexpected. And just so many people were just sort of invested in that going on. And then 9/11, because at the time I worked for an airline, and I also worked in a large multi-story tower building in the middle of downtown Houston. And so we were watching it on TV and then seeing the planes and the buildings on fire and the fall of the buildings. And you just the realization you knew everybody didn't survive.
Yeah.
And just the devastation of it.
Yeah, nothing's really happened.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Just don't get past those things. You
right.
Just, you don't forget.
Yeah. How do you think life is different now compared to when you were younger?
Way faster paced. There, you know, where everybody's busy all the time. Nothing is private anymore. I think people are kind of scattered and distracted because they just have so much going on and so much they think they need to be on top of. And then, you know, you had more time to just kind of be together and, you know, you weren't worried about having to check your phone or what anybody else was doing.
Right.
And I think we need to unplug more and just be outside and just enjoy each other and God's creation.
Right. That's like kind of why I try to go outside
yeah.
in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What is one of the proudest moments in your life?
I think I was super proud of our current house because mm-hmm. I was, you know, part of almost every part of the process,
yeah,
like from the design of the floor plan to every aspect of decisions on what was put in it. And
yeah, you pretty much did it.
You know, just every detail you were kind of a part of. And so when it came to fruition and completion, like you could look back and be like, oh, this, you know, this was totally perfectly designed for us.
Right. Is there a life lesson you learned that you think everyone should know?
Pray about every decision you make and just realizing that God works all things for good.
That's pretty good. What's the secret to a happy life?
Gratitude.
So?
Be grateful every day for what God has done and just every morning. Think about the day before and all the things you're grateful for him doing the day before and just ask him to go out in front of you, you know,
right.
in your current day.
Yeah. All right, we have one more question for you. What's your favorite thing about our family?
I think we're always faithful in making sure that we stay in touch, and just even though we are busy and everyone kind of has things that they're doing in separate directions, that we just know that, or make sure that everybody knows that we're thinking about them and that they're loved, and if they need anything, we're always there.
Yeah, I think I want to say thank you for coming on the podcast. I think we had a really good conversation, learned a lot about you and our family's past. I also want to thank our listeners for tuning in and joining, and also just want to remind them again to connect with a family member and kind of learn more about their family's past. So I just want to say thank you for coming.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.